Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, welcome back to Believe in K-pop. This is your host, Anthea Isik. Hope you're all doing good and staying safe. Well, a quick life update. I just finished my teaching tenure in my college, so I'm back at home. And I'm actually looking forward to some writing opportunities. I did apply for a few teaching and content writing jobs. And this week, or like past 2 weeks, was all about interviews, different rounds, and getting selected to the next round, discussing about the packages and all that. I really hope that in the next week episode, I would be able to give you a solid update about my career. And it is because of such a hustle that I had to give a pause to all my voluntary works or my passionate non-profitable jobs. So that also includes my podcast. So that is why it has been a while. And while I was gone, I hope you guys had good time. And August is almost in the end. Like, we just have 2 more days to go. So I'm pretty excited for September, with all the comebacks aligned, a few birthdays, and it's also my birthday month, so I'm also pretty excited for that. So we just have a few more months, right? Like, oh my God, we just have 4 more months to end 2022, and yeah, hopefully we figure things out before 2022 ends. And I just wanted to, wish you the best for the next 4 months. And for today's episode, it is going to be the continuation of our interview with Syed, the founder of Genius Korea. I know it's been a very long time. Like, we had our first episode on July, and this is going to be the part 2 from our previous conversation. So if you missed out listening to our previous episode, do make sure to listen to it, because we did talk some serious talks over there. And this part is going to be more personalized and fun. So I really hope that you enjoy listening to our conversation as well. So it's been ages. Like, I remember holding this meeting or this interview at the mid of June, I guess. And now it's coming out at the end of August. I really apologize to my interviewee and also my listeners. But yeah, it is better late than never. So here is the most awaited part 2. Please enjoy listening. Hope you have a good time. Thank you, guys. Meet you next week. Ta-ta.
So now here comes some fun part. Okay, so
yeah.
What, since we are in June, which is the mid-month of the year, mm-hmm. we always have some of our favorites to talk about. So what were your favorite releases of 2022?
Wow. Okay. So let's see. I have to divide this into boy groups, girl groups, soloists, the whole thing. But okay. So in terms of boy groups, I really enjoyed Treasure. Their song with Jikjin was really good.
Jikjin.
Yeah. And Da 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 Di, the B-side that got really popular on TikTok. I kind of got annoyed by the song because of TikTok, but then recently we published an article called Best B-Sides of 2022 so far. And so I started listening to it again so I can write about it. And I just fell in love with it all over again. So I was like, okay, I just needed a little bit of a break from that song, but I'm good. Other than that, I really enjoyed Oneus. They came back with a song called Bring It On. yeah, it's a really good comeback. I really love One Earth. They're one of my top like rookie groups, like the rookie groups that I got into in the past couple of years. One Earth was there. ATEEZ, I love ATEEZ. You might be able to see, but like I have like multiple ATEEZ albums on here. And yeah, I mean they haven't released a Korean comeback. Their Korean comeback is like hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, I really enjoyed their Japanese song. And the music video was amazing. What else?
This is my very first time I'm trying something new. I don't know why I got this idea, but I have a few pictures saved. Okay, so okay. If listeners, you're watching this, this is going to come out as a video. So please make sure to watch the video in my YouTube channel.
Okay.
And yeah, so I have a few pictures. I'll show them.
Okay.
In my file, and you have to just come out with what you think about it.
Okay.
Or what you want to say. It's just groups, of course, people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just random pictures. And I know this picture is going to really make you very emotional, but I'm going to play, make it really hard. Wait. So this is also my first time playing this game. So you're the
first. Is it? Oh my God, wait. This is Raoul era EXO. Oh my God. I would say like, choreography, that's what stands out for me from that era. Like the choreography was just amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was expecting you to talk about the 10 years though.
You know what? It's weird. It's like, it doesn't feel like 10 years, but at the same time, it's like, oh my God, it's been 10 years. And they're like in such different places in their life. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel like 10 years for some reason. But yeah, no, it's, we hosted a station head session from Genius Korea celebrating their 10 years and like just playing their songs, starting from History all the way to Don't Fight This Feeling was just like, oh my God, like the diversity, the range, it's just like, yeah, but I don't know, I just, maybe it's just me sort of being like pushing that memory away. It was like, no, it's not 10 years, okay, I'm not that old. They are not that old. Wow.
Yeah, even in my brain, I don't know why, I have always recorded EXO to be one of the third generation groups. I don't know, like they're young and they deserve
third generation.
And I call I rank or categorize newest as the second generation group. And newest turned 10 a few months before. Like
they debuted in the same year.
Yeah, like I can feel JR and Minhyun, Ren's very disappointed looks at me. And I'm like, sorry guys, I don't know.
Sorry guys, you are like second gen for me. No, that's so interesting because I do that too with B2B. B2B also debuted in the same year as EXO. It was EXO, B2B, newest
Flix. Exactly.
They were all the 2012 liner. And for some reason, B2B has always been like, oh, they're second gen. Like they are, I mean, maybe it's because the kind of music that they release, you know, like they do more ballads
the
now.
Style.
The style has changed. Even with newest, you know, their style has definitely evolved a lot. And so for some, I guess for that reason, I always associate them with like of their second gen, you know, like Super Junior, Newest, B2B. And EXO is like, yeah, you're new, third you're gen. Young. You're third gen.
You go with GOT7 and NCT and you're young.
Yeah.
That's lovely. So yeah, the next one is...
Oh my God, my queen. I love her. Oh my gosh, she was my first K-pop concert ever. I remember, so when I used to live in Seattle, like no K-pop artist comes to Seattle. Like everybody goes to LA, New York, and that's it. Maybe Chicago, but nobody comes to Seattle. And when she announced the tour, she was coming to Seattle. And I clearly remember I got out of my work and I saw the Twitter update. I was like, I don't care when it is. I don't care how much it costs. I am going. And I went to the concert one day before my final exam. Like, that is ridiculously crazy.
Especially
as an Indian.
Coming from an Asian family. Yeah.
Like, exactly. Like, you don't do that. I didn't tell anyone that I have an exam the next day. And I literally, I'm not even kidding, like, because the concerts are in the evening. So I came back like really late at night, like past midnight. And I had a morning exam, like a 9 a.m. exam. Not to mention, I mean, I did ace that exam. I got like a 98 on it. So hair flip moment. Yeah. But yeah, no, I love her. She's such an incredible artist. Incredible songwriter as well. A lot of people don't realize that, but she is such a clever songwriter. But yeah, really love her. I have her album right over here. That same album that you showed, like the concept photo.
Oh. Okay, this is going to be a biased pick. Like, of course, if it's Anthea, this should be there.
Oh my God, GOT7.
Yes.
I love that era. And I would say, like, the one word that comes to my mind is outfits. Like, oh my God, they had amazing outfits in that era. Though I was not a very big fan of Bam Bam's hair. They gave him a fixed cut. I was like...
Exactly. I was not too, like... My bad.
Yeah, I was like, why did you give JB like this long flowy hair with like, you know, that one strand on his face that can like kill a million people? And then you have like Bam Bam in a pixie cut. And it's like, like, why? I love him.
I love
like, he's like a fashion king. And that's why I was like, why did you put him in a pixie cut? He looks ridiculous. But yeah, no, okay, I love
this. Is and GOT7, of course. And talking about what they're doing now as a team.
Oh my God, that they are such incredible. JB retweeted Genius Korea. So that has been like, oh my God. but yeah, no, that was like a crazy, incredible moment. I woke up and that tweet had like a million like engagements happening on it. And I was like, what happened? And so I saw the replies and I saw people were tagging JB. And I thought, wait, did he retweet it? And it turned out he did. And his label retweeted it. Higher Music retweeted it. I was like, this is insane. This is not happening right now. Somebody pinch me. But yeah.
Wow. That's a huge one.
I have like multiple GOT7 albums too. I got their last one, last piece. Which is a huge album, and it flips like a magazine, like a really high fashion magazine. I believe I have Not by the Moon as well, but Die. I think I do. My favorite album by them is You Calling My Name. That is my favorite song by them ever. Yeah.
Calling My Name.
Call me my
lovely. Yes. So next, so just decided to bring them up. Can you say that?
Icon. Oh my God. I recently got into them. And I mean, this is kind of sad to talk about, but I got into them and I thought that B.I. was still with them. But then I realized that, oh, he left the group. That was kind of sad. So... I mean, yeah, but I love both of them individually as well. Like, I love Icon, I love B.I. His new song, BTBT, is, like, such a bomb.
Wow, it's killing people.
It is so good. It is, like, just perfect. I was really skeptical about the feature with Soulja Boy, but they did a really good job with, like, blending his style. But, yeah, no, I love Icon. I would say, like, the one word that comes to my mind is rhythm ta. That's like, that's the image that I picture them whenever I think of Icon. Like, they're just like this, like really fun group. Like, they don't really take anything seriously that much, you know, and I love that. And they just want to have fun. They just want to have good time on stage. And I love that energy. I love Icon.
My first song with Icon was Killing
Me. Killing Me. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a really good one.
Wow. Yeah. So we do miss the idol, but
I mean, he's doing amazing. He's doing so good right now. So yeah.
Okay. So next is
Blackpink. Oh my God, power. Power, power, power. Like, I listen to their songs and I'm just like, I'm powerful, you know, like you just feel badass, like when you listen to their songs. Yeah, I just hope like they get more content, you know, like they get more content in music. I mean, they're doing amazing things as individuals and like, you know, they are like in fashion world icons and they are doing dramas and this and that, but like as music artists, like I hope they get more content. And yeah, solos, really hoping for a Jisoo solo. R&B Jisoo, please come through.
Of course, we are rooting for it.
Yeah.
And this artist is personally my favorite. Can be named as one of the underrated artists, but I do know that you recognize him. And okay. Let's see.
Damien! Oh my God. I love him. Oh my God. He was like, I loved discovering him last year. Mm-hmm. I found his music video cassette and I was like, oh my God, I need to show this to everybody. Like everybody needs to listen to this song. He is so good. His voice is so good. Like, I know he was a university student up until last year, so he wasn't releasing that much stuff, but now that he has graduated, I hope that we see like a mini album or something,
a lot of things
in the future.
Yeah,
new song, everybody go stream Basement Boy. It's incredible. it's like dream pop, you know. It's like his voice is like so dreamy.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like you are floating on clouds. That's how I feel when I listen to his songs.
Wow. I really hope a lot of people find it, because I remember, you know, like the very debut, I'm so interviewed. I was searching and there was no more songs. I found that this is the only song that existed. I was like, I need more. I decided to just mail people asking for his interview. We did get one.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. We've been trying to get an interview with him for a very long time. And he has acknowledged it. He has acknowledged in his career. He saw our DMs. He replied. But I think it's just like management and stuff. Like, it's just not clicking, I guess. But you know what I try to do is like, with Genius Korea, is we have gotten to a point where people know us, you know, people are going to click on our articles and they know what Genius Korea is. And we wanted to build that. And to build that, we had to talk about popular stuff. You know, we talked about EXO, we talked about BTS, and we love them. And so it got a really good, it was really good for us to get started. But now, because we are at a point, we want to use that, I don't want to use the word clout, but because I don't really like it, but because we have the cloud, we want to use that to put light on some of the underrated artists, you know. Like we recently did a playlist of songs to listen to in the summer, and I purposefully put Basement Boy in there because I was like, people are gonna go through this playlist because they have all the big groups in it. And they might stumble upon this one and they might like it. And that, you know, just one listen and that's all it takes, because it can go, you know, like people, it's just word of mouth. That's how these artists gain, you know, recognition. And I feel like Cassette was a very like a sleeper hit, you know. A lot of big journalists were talking about it, but it wasn't like very popular all of a sudden. But like a lot of people knew about it. It was like a thing that everybody knew. Like, oh yeah, I know Cassette. I recognize that song, but I don't really know the artist.
Well, the Prince, of course. Okay, so I have another one.
The Boys. Okay, so the word I always think of The Boys is just, I'm sorry, and this is going to sound so bad, but too many members. And it's just because, like, I haven't really gotten
it's into just 11. Like,
I know.
Being an EXO L.
I know. Like, not just an EXO L. Like, I love NCT, and that has like 22 members.
Excuse me, then.
No, but the thing that pulled me into The Boys was their interview with Eric Nam on his podcast, Debak Show.
And Kevin Jacob.
Eric was the one that
Jacob.
Yeah. No, so Eric did a solo episode, and then he invited Kevin and Jacob and Eric again. And I remember Eric talked about how he cries a lot. And I was like, I relate to that. And he said that I cried because I watched the drama finale of like, It's Okay to Not Be Okay. And I was like, that is like so relatable. So yeah, I mean, I've slowly gotten into them. I'm still not confident in naming all of the members. Kingdom helped a lot. They were on Road to Kingdom and Kingdom, and I've watched both shows. And that helped a lot, like in recognizing who, like their voices and stuff. So yeah, I mean, they're an amazing group and I love their music. And I have like so many friends who love their music as well. So I have like, I am in the loop, but yeah, I just don't know all the members yet.
You have
don't
time.
Cancel me, okay?
No, we are not canceling. We are just making you familiar with them.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, Super Junior. Oh my god.
Yes.
Whenever I think of Super Junior, I think of Donghae, one of the members. And I always think of his part in Black Suit. Like his hair, his outfit, everything was just perfection in that music video. Also, I always think of like Variety's show Kings. They are so funny. They're just incredible comedians. Like if they ever want to retire away from the idol world, they can be like amazing entertainers. They're having a comeback. They just announced a comeback like 2 days ago. Super excited for that. I have one of their albums, Renaissance. So I am someone who buys albums just because it looks pretty.
Well, like, I wish I could be you.
Yeah, I got into a really bad habit of like just buying stuff that looked pretty, and then I was like, wait, I need to like, you know, manage my money properly. I bought albums from groups that I did not know a single member. I just bought it because the concert photos looked good. My friends who love the group is Victim. Now I know who they are, and now I know all their members.
Victon.
Victon.
Oh, Victon. Hansung. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dohan Se and like Byung Chan and yeah.
Hansung.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seju. I'm a fan of Victon.
Yes, Sejun. Yes. Yeah, no.
What was the album?
It's their last one. It's the Voice of the Future. Where is it?
Okay.
There we go. It's somewhere here.
I see Super One as well. Super One.
Oh, wait. There it is. It's this one. It's really pretty. Wow. And like the concept photos and everything were really pretty. So I bought it. And my really good friend who loves Victon, and she was not able to buy the album. She was like, I hate you right now. You just bought the album because you like the concert. You don't even know the members. You don't deserve this album. So, yeah.
Wow.
But no, going back to Super Junior, I love their Renaissance album. And it's such a big album. It is bigger than the Last Peace album. Like, it's big as hell.
Yeah, Renaissance was one of the most expected, anticipated comebacks of theirs.
And I don't know why. 15? Yeah, it was their 15-year anniversary. And I don't know why SCL label, their label, completely effed it out. Like, they pushed it so much that it kind of lost the hype.
Yeah.
They should have, like, because it was a 15-year anniversary thing, like, they should have, like, planned it out properly. Like, come on. But it was, it's such a pretty album. I love all the songs on it. It's very traditional. It's Super Junior. You know, fun songs, some R&B in it. But yeah, it's a good song. It's a good album.
Album.
Yeah. Album.
Okay. So, next is, I know you would love this so much, but...
Oh my God, my rock queens. Oh my God, I love them so much. It's like, it's such a fresh style, you know, like that's like, I guess that's their entry point for fans who like want to check out Dreamcatcher. It's just so different. It's like nothing you have ever heard in K-pop or generally in pop music as well. Like, nobody really tries the rock sound. And I know really popular these days. Everybody's been doing the punk rock thing. And I love that for them. But Dreamcatcher has been doing it for before it got popular, you know? So they are like actual pioneers in that style. So yeah, I'm super excited for their concert. I think I have a concert outfit planned already. But I'm very basic. I'm not like very edgy. So they have a song called Black or White. And so I'm going to dress up as that song. And it's going to be very basic. I'm just going to be like black, white combination. But yeah.
That's lovely. So what about these boys? Can you see that?
Oh my God, wait. Treasure?
It's
no.
Omega X.
Omega X. Oh, okay. Now I see it clearly. Okay. Omega X. Yeah, no, I love them. I have their album as well.
Oh,
that was my first album I bought this year, and that's the last album I bought this year. It was way back in January I bought their album. And it got lost in the mail, and I yelled at the postal service here, and they lost it. I was like, I did not pay $30 for you to lose the album. So a month later, they finally did it. It's a very cool album. Do you want to see it?
Like, I have seen the teaser images and I know how cool it would be. Like, the members were on top notch. Like, please.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So my friend and I bought the album together and we were sort of discussing like, who are we going to get? So this album, like it opens like this. It doesn't open like a traditional album. It opens like this. And when you open it like this, on this side, there's like this huge photo of a member, like a single member. And we're like, who are we going to get? Who are we going to get? And there's this member in the group. And one of Kwanzaa's photos is he's shirtless. And she got that one. Like, she opened it. We did like this unboxing video on Zoom and stuff like that. And she opened it and she just like threw the album open. She was so excited. I was like, that's crazy. But yeah, it's a really cool album. And you're supposed to, I think, if you're like displaying it on somewhere, you're supposed to display it like that. So, but yeah, it's a really cool album. I really like them. Really hope to get an interview with them someday. But yeah, oh my God, it's really good. I think their song is one of my most played songs from this year. It's gonna land on my Spotify playlist at the end of this
playlist
year. Yeah, top songs of 2022.
Love me like,
yeah. We verified them on Genius, which was a very cool thing for us. Yeah, so artists can get verified just like they can get verified on Twitter, like the little check mark. So, and we can facilitate that. You don't really need to like talk to the Genius staff to do it. Like we can do it for you. So yeah, we worked with their management and we got them verified. And they published their own English translations for their songs. So if you go on Omega X's English translations on Genius, they are authentic because they're coming straight from the artist.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Talented kids, yes. Hardworking, talented. And finally, this is also one of my favorite kind of mixed reaction emotions for me. You tell me what you have for that.
X1, okay, so I have a weird history with them. And the weird history is that I got into them way after they were popular. Their debut / disbandment. Like it all happened in one song. But the reason for that is because when they released Flash, it was the same time Sunmi released her comeback with Siren, I believe. And I was just so focused on like, oh my God, Sunmi has to get a music show in. We have to stream her song. We have to stream her album. And I was like so focused on that. I was just like, I don't care about anyone else right now. So I kind of just like put everything on the back of my back on the back burner. And so much later, and X1 was like so popular at that time because they were getting all the wins. They were competing against Sunmi on music shows, and X1 being the produce group, and produce groups are already really popular, they were getting all the wins, they were getting all the, you know, recognition on music shows and stuff like that. And it sort of became like, no, why? Sunmi deserves it. But then, I mean, obviously, like, that was just like a very childish thing for me to do. But eventually, I loved Flash, and I was just like really sad that they just disbanded like that. Because honestly, it's not the artist's fault. It never is in these like, you know, voting manipulation and chart manipulation and all of that. It's just the artist becomes like this scapegoat. But I really love everything else the members have done. You know, they dispersed into different groups. They did like solo stuff. I believe two of them are in like this group called Bay 173, and
Gravity.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, no, I love that they all dispersed and did their own thing. I mean, we get more music, so yeah.
Once more music, we do.
Yep.
Wow. I do follow all of their solo ones and works, but I am super invested with Gravity.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, they're a really interesting group. I really like their style. And that might be because one of my favorite songs by them is My Turn. And My Turn was produced by this producer called Elon. And we interviewed him for an article. And so because of that, I started listening to all his works. And it started with Super M100. That was his first sort of breakout single that Elon had produced. He did NCT 127's Punch. And then he went on to do.
We had Victon Mayday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I really like this style.
One of our interviewees as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, no, so that's why I loved his sound. I loved his style. So I ended up checking out My Turn by Gravity, and I really liked it. Recently, do you know Ambika? Ambika Muto?
Yeah.
From Femina? Yeah, so we have been chatting for like a while now. I like to consider us friends. But mm-hmm. she was going to interview Gravity for Femina, and she was like, I need someone to like bounce off ideas for questions. So I helped her out with that. And so in like a weird way, I was like, I kind of interviewed them. wow. I mean, no, obviously not. Like, I'm becoming who did it. But yeah, it's like, and so I ended up watching their really long interview. And they're such amazing people. Like, they, the way they think and the way they like try to put that into music is so cool. So yeah, I think I'm going to like slowly get into them as well.
Mm-hmm. You should. Wow, that's lovely. So the final, very final pick is definitely.
Oh my God, my baby. That's how I say it. Like, it's so weird like to say that, but it's quite literally my baby. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy how much sort of pushback I faced from the community, like the Genius community in itself, when I started Genius Korea. And, you know, like, so many times I've gotten the, you know, the typical thing, like, nobody cares about K-pop, you know, nobody cares about K-pop, nobody cares about BTS, nobody cares about Korean music. And every step of the way, I've realized that you can just prove them wrong by showing the work. And we recently had a point where Drake and BTS released a song like simultaneously, like consecutively, and BTS outdid Drake. Blackpink mm-hmm. outdid Drake on a hip hop website. And I was like, well, now tell me that nobody cares about K-pop, you know, on Genius. So, I mean, yeah, no, it's just been an incredible thing. The team works so hard, and sometimes I really want to like compensate them in some way, because, you know, we're all volunteers, we don't really get paid for anything. Mm-hmm. And I do want to like compensate them with something, but I can't, obviously. So, but you know, the work team works so hard. It's just, yeah, I'm gonna get emotional.
Wow, that's a lovely rap. So how was this new day thing that I did? I don't know.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I feel like, yeah, we don't really get to talk about like specific groups that much, you know, whenever we talk about like K-pop. That as I was mentioning, everybody wants to talk about K-pop, the big umbrella, but like nobody wants to talk about specific artists anymore. And we generalize everything so much. So, yeah, it was really nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, maybe we can have part two where I can collect even more pictures and we can have too many groups.
Yes, many I would love that.
Wow, and definitely an episode to talk about all your albums.
Oh my God, yes. I have so many,
yes.
I was tabulating it, and I think I hit 51 albums in this tiny little space, by the way.
Oh my God. And is that in Hyphen's album, like the one, the black one?
This is Blackpink. It's there.
Okay, now the color comes out. Yeah.
It's a really cool album. Like, red. Wait.
Don't do this. Don't do that. No.
Like, you can see the crown. You can see that. Yeah. It's such a cool album. I will say, though, I was very disappointed in the concept photos that I got in this album. Like, you are YG. You are known for your extravagant mm-hmm. style and everything. And you put these girls who are stunning in plain black and white dresses. Like, what is this? Like, this is their album, you know, like the album that everybody was waiting. And then you do that. I was like, I am so disappointed in this. But the album, like the packaging and everything is like really good. I love the songs, but yeah. I do have it in an album. And it's this one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, I believe it's the one with Tamed. No, not Tamed. Mm-hmm. Drunk and Dazed
Drunken Dazed. Oh my god, Drunken Dazed is my ultimate favorite song from
ever. I love that song. Like, I love that song.
I love Drunken Dazed. Wow. Yeah. I literally got drunk and dazed after seeing the MV. Like, the very first time, with everyone appearing, Jungwon disappearing, Led coming.
I love, like, because it was, I think it was their first comeback after the debut, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. And so I was not expecting that kind of comeback. I was expecting something similar to Give and Take. And Drunken Days just like threw me off so much. And that whole album is just so good. And good. I always go back to the lyrics because that's what I do. And if you see the translations, like see the album translations, it is like such a cool idea of like stepping into this new world. And then the outro is like exiting out of this new
world.
And so it really is this like sort of dazed, you know, like psychedelic experience for them to like step into this like newfound fame and like all that it has to offer. And I mean, Fever was just, you know, such a
good song.
I was so surprised that a rookie group did it. It is such a bold choice for them.
Yeah.
It's like, I would expect like EXO or B2B or like some senior artist or like Monsta X to do something like that. Not a rookie group.
Yeah.
Speaking of Monsta X, I love them as well. One of the top groups. Yep.
Of course. Like, one of my very favorite top ones. I think they will be in the top three. Top three, top five.
Yeah.
Definitely. And speaking of Fever, like, Fever is a very good song. Very good song. But I'm always Team Drunken Dazed.
Yeah.
Team Drunken Dazed.
Yeah.
Please.
That's what I think is like, it's so interesting with ENHYPEN, and I don't know if it's like on purpose for like their label and stuff, but they have had this happen a couple of times where there is a title track and there is a B-side, and the B-side gets more popular than the title. You know, that happened this year with Polaroid Love. I mean, Polaroid Love. Everybody was singing Polaroid Love, and nobody really clicked with Blessed Cursed, and I love Blessed Cursed. Polaroid Love is a good song, but it's just a pop song, you know?
Yeah.
Blessed Cursed was amazing. It was amazing. And so, yeah, I don't know.
The arrangement and all that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's such a cool, just like a sonic way, like in a sonic way, it's like such a good sound. I remember I wrote a review for Drunk Dazed, and I called it sensory overload. That was my go-to for this. When I watched the music video and I listened to the song, I was just like, there's so much going on and I love it.
And if you are a fan of Vampire Diaries, you feel like everything is related to mystic thoughts. Like,
yeah,
I can sense the belonging of vampires.
Yeah. And that's their concept, right? But like, even with Give and Take, and that's what their concept was. They're like, in their world, they're vampires. I mean, every K-pop group is like, every K-pop group now has a world. Like, it's like, okay, come on. Can we just like get a song that does not like incorporate with like a whole bunch of lore? I mean, I love that. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I got into EXO. It was because of the concept and the lore and the mystic and all of that stuff. But it's like, now it's kind of at a point where everybody has a lore. Everybody needs to do like a world view thing. Like, okay.
And we listen to everybody, so it becomes even more stressful.
I know. I recently got into 17, and we were doing this like Twitter spaces on Genius Korea, and somebody asked me like, what did you think of the concept of the music video for Darling? That was their song. And I just thought it was just a music video. I just was like, yeah, it's a music video, and they have like beautiful colors, they all looked amazing and this and that. But then somebody commented saying like, oh no, like it's part of like their thing. Like they're telling a story. They're in this like opposite world and this and that. And I was like, oh my God, like I did not even think of that, you know, but I, because I'm not like a hardcore tarot. So I did not know that, but I mean, yeah, I mean, everybody's doing it and a lot of people are executing it really beautifully. Like, so I started looking into 17's thing and I was like, this is really thought out. Like, then you watch the Hot music video and then you listen to all of their other songs and you realize like, oh, this is like very well thought out. It's inspired by something in literature. So it's not just like them randomly thinking of something, but yeah, they executed it beautifully. Another one that is doing it really good right now is this underrated group called Pixie. And they are doing this like really dark horror concept. And in their worldview, it's supposed to be like they are these like fairies who don't have wings. And they find one pair of wings. And it's their journey to like realize like who this wing belongs to. Like, do they keep it for themselves or do they keep, give it away? And stuff like that. This is like really cool. But yeah.
Wow.
Stream Pixie. They just had it come back last night.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. N-Hyphen is also planning for a comeback. So.
Oh, yeah. They released their, their intro thing.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Walk the Line. Yeah. They just released it. Like, just
okay, guys, it's time. Let's finish this. Just kidding.
Oh my God! No, yeah, it's announced for July 4th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
quite soon actually. But I'm excited. It's called Manifesto. So I think they're moving on from their dimension stuff and like stepping into a new thing.
Yeah, they manifest something.
Let's see. They're manifesting success. Okay.
Wow. So it was such a lovely time with you, Syed, like bringing in a lot of things from having nicknames to exploring different groups. It was such a lovely conversation. Thank you so much for doing this. I hope the listeners also had a fun time listening to us rambling.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, I was really excited for it. I was really looking forward to it as well. And yeah, I had a lot of fun. I don't usually get to talk about K-pop like with somebody, especially like face-to-face. It was really exciting for me. And thank you for so much praise. It was like, I turned like, oh my God, thank you.
Of course, you deserve it. You deserve it. Now that you have told me, let us do this often. That when a comeback comes out, let us just
I would love that. I have always thought of having like a podcast, but then like I am too lazy to edit. And I mean, honestly, we have thought about this with Genius Korea, so like we can do podcasts and stuff. And I was like, who the hell is gonna edit this stuff and like figure out how to upload and stuff? And none of us were like, oh yeah, no, never mind, we are just gonna stick to lyrics and translations and our album reviews in in articles of writing. Yeah, but yeah, no, I enjoyed it a lot and would love to do it again.
Yeah, you're always welcome. And finally, can you let the listeners know about your social media handles so they can follow you, and also the social media handles for Genius Korea so they can keep track?
So you can find us for Genius Korea, you can find us at genius_KOR on Twitter or genius.korea on Instagram, or you can just search Genius Korea. We're really proud to say that we're popular enough to just pop up. For me personally, I'm on Twitter at SAQUYBA862. I know that's a weird one, but it's my first name and I made it when I was in high school. But yeah, no, I mean, follow us on Genius Korea. That's where all the fun stuff is. And if you want to follow me for like really opinionated K-pop tweets, then you can do that. But yeah, we have some exciting articles coming out soon. We have a very good article about Stray Kids coming out, like a really long analytical article that we love writing, coming out probably next week. And we also have our mid-year stuff coming out for best songs, best albums. We might do a best OSTs, maybe best music videos. But yeah, we haven't really talked about that. But yeah, we have some exciting articles coming. So, and honestly, it's like the biggest thing for us when people click on the articles and give it a read, because, you know, we do it for free. We don't get paid. And yeah, it's just the most fulfilling thing when people are like, I loved your article, I read it. And we actually hosted a poll. We asked our followers which song, we listed like three or four songs, which song do you want to like see us like an in-depth and analytical article written about from Genius Korea? And the Stray Kids song won. So we were like, okay, definitely.
Let's do it.
It's actually a really cool song. It's called The Tortoise and the Hare, and it's based on that fable tale. The fable. And yeah, it's a really interesting song, and it's like a very polarizing song. Either you love it or you completely hate it. But we just wanted to like show the artistry behind it, you know, because it's like a really clever song in terms of lyrics and song sound. So we wanted to like dive into that. So yeah.
Yeah.
Really excited that it won.
Wow, that's a spoiler. That is a spoiler.
You have a spoiler right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, to the listeners, I should say one of my personal experience, I got to read one of your analytical essay piece on TXT's Cat and Dog.
I was
really insecure, and I was also motivated to write same way, because there are songs that literally plays with your brain. So
yeah, we would love to have you. We would love to have you. So TXT one was really good. So for these articles, I always try to bring in like new writers. You know, we have already seen, we already have an amazing team of writers, and they have amazing thoughts, but I don't want to like have them write every single one of them. So what I do is like, I literally scour through Twitter and see who is making like, you know, interesting threads or TikToks and stuff like that. And so we found this fan base. I don't know if you would call them a fan base, but these two girls working together, and they run this Twitter account called TXT Lyricism. And they made this really interesting Twitter thread with like two or three about Cat and Dog. And I was like, this is amazing. So I contacted them and I was like, do you want to turn this into a proper article and post it on Genius Korea? So it was like a really cool collaborative effort. And I hope they come back, because they have amazing content and they have amazing thoughts. I hope they come back for another article. But yeah, that was one of our first song highlights that we did.
Yeah, lovely. So I really hope the listeners also get to read such amazing articles about your favorite artists. So coming back to social media handles for Believe in K-pop, you know where to follow. It's Instagram at Believe in K-pop. And you can always use the hashtag Believe in K-pop on Twitter while you're talking about our episode or the things you would like us to discuss. And for me, you can follow me at Anthea Isup on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, my DMs are always open for your opinions and your suggestions. And do make sure to let us know how you felt about this episode. And I'm super excited to have Sai back. Like, we are definitely doing this for real.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So once again, thank you so much for joining. I am really glad having you. And I really hope you have an amazing week as along with the listeners. So have an amazing week. This is the start of the week. So hope you have a great week ahead. And always remember to spread love and be loved. This is Anthea Isit. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for having me. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.